Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Colony leaving the newsroom. That's it for his work week. No more newscasts for him. There he goes, Ron. Woo-hoo. Say goodbye to Jim.
He works an easy schedule.
He really does.
He doesn't put in a lot of time, works an easy schedule.
Or effort, for that matter.
Yeah,
and there he goes. Ron.
The Penguins, the GM questioned his team's effort yesterday,
he did.
Didn't he?
I think he should include Colony in those comments.
Wow, how about that?
Ron, I'm having a problem here today. I just, Ray Fittipaldo's walking around the studio. I feel very jumpy and itchy, and I'm afraid this coffee I drank is from New Guinea or somewhere, and something's gone terribly wrong this morning.
You're saying New Guinea has some bad coffee?
I don't know. I don't know what was in the beans.
I thought you try not to drink coffee anymore.
I think they're laced.
Every time you do, you have some sort of ridiculous reaction.
And I was doing fine. I relapsed like a month ago, and I've been going smoothly. But this stuff, it feels like the beans are laced or something. I don't know what happened.
You're a little jumpy, a little edgy, a little anxious, a little apprehensive, a little angry.
How about
little agitated, all of the above?
All of the above. How about these Buccos, Ron?
First place.
What's going on here?
Pitching carries you a long way.
10-6, and they have the best record in the National League.
Don't hit much. Don't field much. The bullpen has been bad at times, but the starting pitching has been extraordinary, and no reason to think it won't continue. Maybe not to be extraordinary, but to be very, very good. And I think, you know, the hitters have got some big hits when they needed them. And the result is a 10-6 record so far, opening a series against San Francisco and Arizona, two mediocre teams, I guess, record-wise. Chance to, what do they have, 7 games? Can go 5-2 in these 7? How nice would that be?
Madison Bumgarner on the mound tonight. I remember one of his starts at PNC Park.
Quite as dominant now as he was then, although he's still very good. What you don't want to do is see him with a bat in his hands, because he could hit it into the river very easily. Maybe the best hitting pitcher in baseball.
We'll be talking about that and the Pirates later on, about reasons why you think they'll have some lasting power and reasons why you think they won't. And Joe Block's going to join us here at 11:25. Fittipaldo, we're going to round him up, Ron. He's right outside here doing the PG roundtable. He's going to do some draft stuff with us, because that's a week from yesterday.
Well, and today and tomorrow.
Well, yes, yes.
It's a Thursday, Friday.
That's true. It's become an extravaganza.
Thursday night TV, made-for-TV event. Friday night, made-for-TV event. Saturday, all
day
long.
What did it used to be like when you covered
the
draft?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I loved that day. They used to do it on a Saturday where you'd start at 8 in the morning and they'd go till like 6 at night. One day, it'd be done. It'd be
great. Was everybody drunk by the end of the draft? You just pick somebody's cousin just to do him a favor or something?
It was so much better than this. Now it'll be Thursday night, 8 o'clock start. The Steelers will probably pick about, 10:30, 11, something like that?
Yeah.
It might be a little earlier this year because they're 20th, but it used to be great in those days. You'd go there at the Steelers' Three Rivers offices, and it was just a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot better back then.
Well, what we want to start with today is looking back at Jim Rutherford and Mike Sullivan and what came out of the Penguins locker room yesterday. We were doing a little bit real time yesterday, Ron, but especially Sully and Jim Rutherford. We played it in the 1 o'clock hour, didn't have a whole lot of time to react to it, and there was so much said there. And Rutherford was at once doubling down on his defense and also sort of ripping his roster. Jason Mackey, by the way, is going to join us at noon.
And no, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay. He had an interesting exchange with Chris Letang.
Similar to the one I had with Letang after the game.
Yeah.
He did not like to be questioned about that turnover that I think, as much as any one play, and no one play ever cost you a game, I think that one play cost them a game. I asked him about it, and he took great offense to it.
If only the Penguins were this defensive during the series,
yeah.
Ron. I mean,
would have helped, wouldn't it?
Let's start with that then. Let's start with the defense and Rutherford doubling down. And I was thinking about this, and I talked to a couple people last night about this, and I think it's an unbelievable insult to the guys who won two cups here. And I'm talking about guys like Trevor Daley, Ian Cole, Lovejoy, Hainsey. They lifted the cup. And one of the reasons they did is because those guys played a mobile game, a game where they turned, got pucks in a hurry, and a simple game. And they blocked a ton of shots, and they sacrificed, and they won. And when this guy doubles down after the series, like I think a lot of us thought, yeah, this might be their best defense core that they've had here. Let's see. And then we saw. And for him to double down again and to basically laugh at a reporter for suggesting that some of the guys he's gotten rid of back there were quicker than some of the guys he has, like Jack Johnson, I thought was insulting, not only to the reporter, but also to guys who have won cups here. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, although I gotta be honest here, I wrote a column before the playoffs started that I thought they had their best defense of the Sullivan era.
Yeah, and like, I mean, like I said, but I thought then we saw the series.
And then we saw the series. So, I mean, I don't want to mislead anyone to say that I didn't believe that, because I did. I thought they were deeper. I thought when you have a guy like – I thought Olimata would be scratched for the first game. When you have him as your seventh defenseman, you're pretty good. But they didn't play very well as a group. Now, that they did in the month of March when Letang wasn't in there. Can they play that way again with Letang? I don't know. We'll have to find out. But they certainly didn't play up to my expectations. I know that.
I know, and mine neither. And I thought his, but he makes it sound like, you know, well – he's not going to touch that defense core.
See, I think this
all
goes back to Jack Johnson, doesn't it? He has been unbelievably supportive of Jack Johnson and critical of anyone who has had the nerve to criticize Jack Johnson.
Extremely
defensive.
And this
seems to be more of the same without specifically using his name.
I mean, the reporter.
Yeah. When you're defending your defense not being too slow to win, he's basically saying we can win with Jack Johnson. That was my
interpretation. Not only can we win with Jack Johnson, this is still our best defense. Look, everyone, this is the best defense we've had here. Really? What about the one that won a cup without Letang? What those guys did?
Unbelievable. I still don't believe they did it, actually. I've said that many times.
And one of the reasons they did it is because they had guys who just settled into a system and played their asses off. It was Cole. It was Hainsey. It was Schultz. It was Daley. It was Dumoulin. It was Ole. I mean,
Derek Pouliot helped them beat Washington in a game.
Well, he played in one.
He played 16 or 17 minutes.
I know, but remember
that game was
a disaster.
No, they won it without Letang. That's when Letang was suspended.
And that was Daley's best game as a Penguin. He played
Letang
minutes,
right?
Yeah, and then he got hurt that year.
Saying Derek Pouliot was a key, but they did beat Washington in a game with Derek Pouliot playing 17 minutes.
They did. They did do that. I just think it's incredibly insulting to the guys who lifted the cup. 1 year without Letang. Like, you look back across Penguins history, and you find me a defense corps that had a more heroic playoff than that one. But this one's the deepest and best one we've ever had here. Okay. All right. Well, I'd like to see somebody come back to Rutherford, and I would have liked to have seen it yesterday. I know there's not a lot of opportunity because you get the mic taken away from you right when you ask a question, so there's virtually no follow-up. But a follow-up could have been after his exchange with Jonathan Bomboli about the defense, where Bomboli came back and said, you know, I don't know, guys like, who'd he say, Lovejoy and Daley are quicker than Johnson and Gudbranson, and Rutherford laughed out loud and said, you're not making a lot of sense. Actually, he made a lot of sense overall, but I would love to have seen the next question be, okay, I know this is awkward because you two are sitting next to each other, but Jim, you've been extremely defensive about Jack Johnson. I mean, you've gone to the mat for him.
And to the point of how dare you criticize
him,
basically.
Late in the season, he did that. He did that less than a month ago, said that this guy was unfairly criticized from the opening news conference. Way back when. So I would say, Jim, you know, I respect the passion regarding Jack Johnson, but the guy next to you scratched him after he played 82 games for the first playoff game. What did you think of that decision, Jim? And this kind of silence is probably what you would have gotten.
Yeah. I mean,
do you think Rutherford
Jay Caulfield
was...
thought he made a mistake by? He said he thought he sent the bad message by benching Johnson in that first game after he plays 82. Here's a guy that was, you know, was top, you know, not the best defenseman in the world, but I thought he came on in the last month or two of the season.
He played pretty well. So. And one of the things he did was, like the rest of the defense corps, settle down and play a 2017 playoff-style Penguins defense by just not doing anything special. And that was with Letang out of the lineup. And I couldn't help but notice that both Sully and Rutherford spoke about how, and they were asked about it, to be fair, spoke about how they played in March. They played the right way, they said. And that was without Letang. So let's ask people, Ron, first about the whole Jim Rutherford defensive about his defense corps situation. And I agree with you that a lot of that centers around Jack Johnson.
I don't think there's any question, Joe.
412-928-9370. And next, we're going to get into the Chris Letang conundrum, a guy that the fan base loves for good reason. Passionate player who's been through a lot. I went back and looked at his numbers from the 16 run, and he was phenomenal. He played 29 minutes in game 6 at San Jose and scored a spectacular cup-winning goal. And then there's the other side of it, that he's out of the lineup a lot, that the Penguins they win just as much without him as they do with him across a large sample size, and that he doesn't seem to have grown out of his risky ways back there. And sometimes I think it infects the entire team, that he's the barometer back there. He had a testy exchange with Jason Mackey yesterday. Let's talk about Letang coming up. 412-928-9370, Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.